Going with Rabbi Arbosa, so Rashi says, "Afilu b'mokim shloy nogu latzmlocha." So Rashi is learning Pshat now Mishnah that our Mishnah is talking about even in the place that the minig is not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. But we say, what are you not allowed to do? You're just not allowed to start the melacha. But to finish off a melacha, that's how Mishnah is being mechadish. To finish off a melacha, you're allowed to finish it off even on Erev Pesach. So the Bryce says now, goyim ro'a b'yar bosa. Now, Amosai, when are you allowed to finish it off? Bizman shehischo bo koydem arbosa. Only if you started to do it before arbosa. Avoloi hischo bo koydem arbosa. But if you didn't finish, you didn't start to make this handkerchief, to make this belt before Erev Pesach, lo yascho bo arbosa. You're not allowed to start doing it, making this belt on Erev Pesach. And afilu tzilzel katan. Even if it's only a small belt, that it's not such a hard work to do, and you can finish it today in a few hours, still you're not allowed to do it. And afilu shavcha katanam, even if it's a small kerchief that you put over, the ladies put over the head, still they're not allowed to start, and not allowed to start, even though they'll finish it on Erev Pesach. And litzarach ha-moyed in, shle litzarach ha-moyed loy. Here it says clearly, what is it mutter to finish off? Only something that's a tzarach ha-moyed. If it's necessary to be used for on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to finish it off. Or b'shle litzarach ha-moyed loy, but if you don't need it for Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to even finish it off. Yes, Chura Bryce says clearly that only the Tzarech HaMoyed is mutter. Oh, but Shlolot, this is a diik now. This is a diik. Okay, the Tzarech HaMoyed in. Shlolot Tzarech HaMoyed light. Samara says, no, maybe there's no raya. I'll tell you who adin maybe to Yafilu Shlolot Tzarech Nami Gamrinan. Maybe even if you don't need this kerchief or this belt for Yom Tov, still you're allowed to finish it off. Oh, but what is the Bryce telling us? Welcome, Ashman. This is the Chiddush of our Bryce. The Yafilu Tzarech HaMoyed. Even in a case where you do need it for Yom Tov, like you need a belt for Yom Tov, you want to finish weaving it, or you need this kerchief for Yom Tov, still the locher is migmar in aschuliloi. I tell you, you're only allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. That's pshat on this brisa. But it could be, even if you don't need something for Yom Tov, still, if you started to make it before Erev Pesach, and now it comes in Erev Pesach and you want to finish it, maybe to finish something is always mutter. But enechanami, if it's to start, is always awesome. But it could be, if Abi is started before Erev Pesach, you're allowed to finish it, even though it's Shlolot Tzarech HaMoyed. Therefore, again, we have no clear raya. What's Pshat now Mishnah? Tosh Shema, come and bring another raya. Here's the clear raya. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Melocha Shlolot Tzarech HaMoyed. Any Melocha that's the purpose is of Tzarech HaMoyed. Is Alocha Goimro B'yar Bosa. You're allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. So it says clearly, if it's a melacha that you need for Yom Tov, it's a belt or a kerchief you want to use for Yom Tov, for Pesach. So now you're allowed to finish making an Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Vish Einu Letzarech HaMoyed. Let's say it's not something you plan to use on Pesach, then Osir. You're not allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. V'oisin melacha b'arvei Pesachim ad Chatzos. You're allowed to do this type of a melacha on Erev Pesach ad Chatzos. V'mokim shenogu. If the minig is to do at least this much melacha, that's why Rashi's masbir. We're going now that the minig here is really not to do melacha erev Pesach, but this type of a melacha the minig is to be makel. What's the melacha? If you need the belt for Yom Tov and all you have to do is just finish it, you're allowed to finish it off on erev Pesach. Mokim shenoguin loy noguloy. But if the minig is not even to do this melacha, then even this you can't do. Like Rashi says, second top Rashi loy noguloy. If the minig is not to afilu gomar, even just to finish it off, if that's the minig in your mokum, not even to finish off a melacha erev Pesach, to a begmar kamina, we're talking about now, just finishing it off, that's also wasser. In other words, there is such a minig not to do any melacha at all on erev Pesach, not even just to finish it off. So if that's the minig, you can't even finish it off. But if the minig is to be make or a component to do some melacha, what are you allowed to do? You're only allowed to finish off the belt or finish off the kerchief for Yom Tov. So, Shema Mina, Litzarech HaMoyed in, Shlo Litzarech HaMoyed loy, Shema Mina. Here we have a clear raya that our Mishnah says you're allowed to do melacha, finish off a melacha, never Pesach, it's only if you need it for Yom Tov. If you want to finish off a belt or finish off a sweater, something that you're going to use for Yom Tov, then we say it's mutter to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Reinachnami, if you're not going to use it on Pesach, even though all you have to do is just finish it off, that's also bechlal the minig not to do melach on Erev Pesach. Now this is all talking about a mokum that the minig is not to do melacham. Not to do melacham.
So even the minhag is not to do melacha, there's only one type that's an exception that you're allowed to do. And that is, if you need something for Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish it off. So if you have a suit, you just want to finish it off. It was done already, the suit. You just have to finish making the hem on the pants, or finish off sewing something, then avad is mutter. So that's called a tzarach hamoed. So you're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, sholosh umnias. You have three type of trades, people working, that they're allowed to work every place on Erev Pesach. Up to chatzos. Tona, ha-chayit, why is a weaver allowed to work? Shekein hedyit, toifer kadaka b'cholosh umnias. So one teretz says, because it's not such a big malacha. Because sewing, there are cases that you could sew even on cholosh umnias. If you sew in normal manner, kedaka, not like an uman, not like a professional does, but like a hedyot, a regular person sews, there is a type of sewing that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. And everybody knows that Chol HaMoed is more chomer than Erev Pesach. So if you're allowed to do a simple type of sewing on Chol HaMoed in the middle of Yom Tov, so pshit, you're allowed to sew a chayit, a uman, on Erev Pesach. Trashi, ha-chaytin mishum hochi shor bar bosor. Why is the weaver allowed to do his work on Erev Pesach? Bechol mokim, any place. We find that more mekel than other umnis. Gav echolosh shemoyed. Then echolosh shemoyed. This malach you're allowed to do. Shkein head yet teifek adarkoi. Mishni b'moyed cotton. Head yet chain umen. A regular person that can't sew like a professional. Hilkach. He's allowed to sew on cholamoyed. Hilkach barbosa the kill mecholosh shemoyed on erev yomtiv. That's more kal, more lenient than cholosh shemoyed. Hafilu woman namishari. The Rabbanim were even makel, a professional person could also sew on Erev Pesach. V'yakoyfsin, what about, Sapronim v'yakoyfsin, a barber and the laundryman, he's allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Shekein habom v'dinas hayom. Let's say a person that was traveling before Yom Tov, coming over the ocean, and v'yotzev beis asurim, or else somebody was put in jail, and he's finally coming out of jail on Chol HaMoed. He's alocha mesaprin or mechassim b'chol HaShemoed. Even though Stamazoy, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, or you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, but people that were in Oinus, that couldn't do it before Yom Tov, they were traveling over the ocean, or else they were in jail, and they first came out in there on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to take a haircut and wash the clothing on Chol HaMoed. So again, since you see there's cases that you're allowed to take a haircut and wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanu will make it to do this on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosef, if you do one there after it's on him. Even a person that works with the shoes, the leathers, to fix up the leathers, that's the leather shoe, that's also... Yeshukain... Afrasanim, Shekain Oyler Regolim, Yemasaknam and Aleim Bechol HaShemoed. The people that went to Oyler Regol, when they were traveling up as Rabbanu will make it for them, they're allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So since there's again one case that somebody could fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed, therefore the Rabbanu will make it that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to. So Taisus brings a Rai from here, Meyochi Mashma Behedya, to also Lasakam and Aleim Bechol HaShemoed. A regular person, if your shoes got a hole in your shoes, you're not allowed to have them fixed on Chol HaMoed. This muach is osir. Tlayetiru elu elu regolim. It's only somebody for the mitzvahs elu regol they amati to fix your shoes dafka. Sintai says, I v'yein loyim a dov rovet hu. The chur, if you have a hole in the shoe, it should be a dov rovet. If you're not going to fix it and wear it, the hole will get worse and you ruin your whole shoe. Shem yikru, maybe the whole shoe will rip. And that should be mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. So he says, no. Toyochol ek noisim chadoshim. Because you can buy yourself a new pair of shoes. And Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to buy clothing on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Teres holds in the halacha, you're not allowed to have your shoes fixed on Chol HaMoed. Only for Oyler Regel they will matter. But our core point was Nagei to us is, since there's a Hecha Timps in the world that you're allowed to do something on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbana will make it on Erev Pesach that the shoe man can fix the shoes. Right? The Marba Maikri Mifugi, what's the Machloikas Tanakamo and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Mar Sava Lameidim Tchilas Molocha Misayif Molocha. You learn out the beginning from the end. You don't learn out the beginning from the end. Rashi says that means tchilas melacha ritzanim shoysim and olim chadoshim, to make new shoes to start from new. Misayif melacha tikim and olim. Hey, what are they matter you on Chol HaMoed for regolim only to fix the shoes, but they are never makel to make the new shoes. Therefore, there's never a hechatim to how to make new shoes on Chol HaMoed. If Erev Pesach, he holds you're not allowed to make new shoes on Erev Pesach. That malacha you can't do. And a chanami, to just fix it, that's not worth any malacha. That's a tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to do the malacha on Erev Pesach, if it's a tzarech yomtiv. But to make a whole new pair of shoes, the Tanakhama says, that there's no heter at all on Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, just like you see for other regolim, they're allowed to fix the shoes, who are then we could hold on Erev Pesach, you're even allowed to make the shoes from the beginning. So that's the Mishnah. Moishivin Shoivchim L'Tanagolim B'Yudalit. You're allowed to put the chickens on top of the eggs, on top of the Shoivchim, on Erev Pesach. This Malacha is not called the Malacha. So Rashi, Moishivin Shoivchim, G'Shenoistin Beitzim, Tachas Tanagolis. When you put the eggs under the chickens, lischamim, to make them heat up the egg, legad lafrechim, you want it to hatch, kori mashiv and shevchim. That's called this mashiv and shevchim. You're putting the chicken on top of the egg. So you're allowed to do this on Erev Pesach. This is not called the melacha. V'tarnagoy l'shebocho, if a chicken ran away, is machzir and oisa, you're allowed to put it back on top of its egg. So Gemara is going to ask, madach, you're allowed to put it there in the first place. If it runs away, pshit, you're allowed to put it back. We'll see in the Gemara. Machzir oslam kaima. V'yemesa, let's say the chicken died, Moishivan acheres tachter. You take another one first and put the next one on top of the eggs. Right, another locker is Gorfin mitachas ragle baina biyudalid. In the animal stall, where there's a lot of shmutz there, a lot of galolim that comes out of the animals, you're allowed to clean it out. Is Gorfin, that means clean it out, rake out the stool, the stall there, mitachas ragle baina biyudalid. That's on Erev Yomtif. Over Moid, what about on Chol HaMoed? Then Mesakun Litzdodim. You're only allowed to rake it to the side. Like clean up, just put it on the side. But you're not allowed to clean it up altogether, take it outside. That's so that it's more kal, Erev Yomtiv, than it is on Chol HaMoed. Moilichem Kalim, you're allowed to take your clothing, Kalim or dishes, Umevin, or bring them home, Ibe Sumin. If you gave it to the workmen to fix it, you're allowed to either bring it there or else take it home on Erev Yomtiv. This is not called the malacha, just taking it to the shop or picking it up, taking it home. Even though you don't need these kelim or these utensils for yomtiv, still just taking it to the shop and bringing it home, that's mutter. So Rashi says, Gorfin, you're not allowed to throw all the schmutz under the animals outside. Over moyed shechomer, mashrikin and cholam moyed, that's more chomer than Erev Yomtif, ain't mashrikin the chutz. You're not allowed to clean and throw it outside. Hello, masakul and sodim. The answer is only put it to the side and leave it by the side. That's all. Sati Mishnah. On the Feresh, it says what? That you're allowed to do this work of putting your chicken on top of the eggs on Erev Pesach. That's mut. It is not called the melacha. For the Gemara, hashtoy suba meisvinen, madach, you're allowed to take a chicken and put it on top of the egg. Ahadurim iboi. Why does the Mishnah have to say if an egg chicken ran away, he'll go put it back on top of the egg? Pshita. Now the Gemara, Om Rabbaya, seif an osm choloshemoid. The seif is telling me a chiddush even on cholomoid in the middle of yomtiv, that's mutter. It's on cholomoid, you're not allowed to do mitchila, take the chicken and put it on top of the egg. Mashaykh on cholomoid, if you had it there from before, and now on cholomoid, the chicken ran away, you're allowed to put it back on the egg. That's mutter. Omer Ibrahim on Erev Yomtif, that's more cooler. Pshit, you're allowed to put it back. Was Madach, you're allowed to put it there at the beginning. For sure, if it runs away, you're allowed to put it back. Omer Rafuna, Loi Shonuela Toich Shloi Shalomardu. It's only if it didn't run away 3 days ago. It's only ran away 1 or 2 days. The Akati Loi Porach Simro Minor. The heat didn't go away from the egg. So then we say you could still put the chicken back on the egg, and the egg will still hatch. Mashma, though, if it ran away more than 3 days already, now you can't put another chicken to put that back on, because it won't help you anymore. Right, the v'yachas shloishli shivosa. And it's only if the egg sat on the if the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days already. The pseida law. Because then there'll be a pseida. The pseida law veila gamri. Because now this egg, if the chicken sat on it for 3 days, now it's not roiteed anymore. Like it already started to hatch a little bit. And if you're going to take away the chicken and not put it back again, you're going to ruin the whole egg. So that's called the pseida, therefore you're allowed to put it back again. So the Gemara, avaliacha shloish lamarda. But let's say the chicken ran away 3 days ago. 3 days already. Now the porcholot simro mino, that the heat of the egg went away, you're not allowed to put the chicken back again on Erev Pesach. Because it's not going to help you. You're doing the tirchash, no tzarech. It's not going to make this egg hatch anymore. Let's say it didn't sit on the egg 3 days yet. It's also, if it runs away then, you're not allowed to put it back. Because you didn't ruin your egg completely. Because the chicken didn't sit on the egg for 3 days, the egg, nothing happened to the egg yet. Therefore, still, you could eat it. So therefore, if it runs away, gesundheit, don't be matriach, put it back on again. Let you eat the egg the way it is. Rabbi Ami
says no. Afilo ter shloisha.
Even if it's the egg, the chicken only sat on the egg 2 days before Yom Tov, still madrinim, still you're allowed to put him back on Erev Pesach. But my kimisugi, what's the machlokes? Why does he say even if the egg, if the chicken sat on it less than 3 days, still you're allowed to put him back? Masav lehefsin ruba choshesho lehefsin muad lechoshesho. The first Tanakam holds, it's only when you ruin the egg completely. That's called a big hefsin. If the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days, now this egg is not edible. Since it's not edible right now, that's called a big hefsin, you ruin the egg. So we don't want you to ruin the eggs, therefore we'll make it on you, you're allowed to put it back, you're allowed to put the chicken back on the egg. But Bashenkein, if it sat there less than 2 days, so true, it's not so good, Narashi says, some people won't eat it anymore. But I call upon it, many people will eat it. So it's only a little hefsid that you can't sell it, get the same value for it like a regular egg. So Rav Ami holds, even for a small hefsid, kafot, not you can't get the same price, we're also make them. Therefore we say, you're allowed to let the egg, chicken go back on the egg and let it hatch. And Tanakama says, no, if it only sat 2 days, since some people will eat it, you could sell it, you won't get the same value, so what? It's only a little hefsid, for a little hefsid we're not make them. Fight, the Mishnah says, gorfin mitachas. Now, an Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to go clean out the whole stall by the behemoth. Tana Rabbonin, ha-zevel shel b'chotzer. If in your backyard, your front yard, you have a lot of zevel, that's the manure that comes out of the animals, is mesalkun oisel etzdodim. You're allowed to just move it to the sides. You can't take it out of the chotzer altogether. Just rake it to the side. That's mutter. Sheberefes, the shebechotzer. Let's say you have the manure in the stall or else in the chotzer. Then motziyan oisel yashpa. Then you allow the mamash clean it out of the whole chot to take it outside to the junkyard. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashi is a theory here. Or Marty just telling me, Zevul shel b'chotzer, you have the manure in the chotzer, is alocha mesalkun or it's dodin. All you allow to do is just move it to the sides. That's all. But mashma to clean it out altogether, throw it out, you're not allowed to. Vod the Tanyan, right away the Brisa says, Sheb refesh v'sheb chotzer, if you have this manure in the refesh, in the stall, or else in the chotzer, motziyan oisel yashpa, you let a mamash clean it out altogether, and throw it into the junkyard, because mamash is stira. Now the Gemara Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Lo kash, there's no stira here. I'll tell you. Kan biyudalid, kan b'chol ha-shamoyed. Like we're always saying, on Erev Pesach, it's more lenient than the lochas of chol ha-moyed. So on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to clean out the whole chotzer and take the manure outside into the junkyard. But on Chol HaMoed, that's a more chomedic halacha. You can't do such a big tircha. So therefore, you only allowed a mesalkun, put it on the side, and not carry it out all the way to the junkyard. Rav Amar, Rav Amar wants to answer now. I'll tell you, Chol HaMoed, Chol HaShemoed. Both halachas are talking about Chol HaMoed. Vochi Kom, this is what the Brisa means to say. Im nase chotzer kerefes. If your nice, pretty chotzer became now mamash like a stall, in other words, so much manure is there, then matzir nois liyashpa. Then we'll make her to say you're allowed to clean out all this junk and take it to the junkyard. See, if you only have a little bit manure, it's not so gefelich, then we say the din is on chol ha-moed, all you should do is just move it to the side, that's all, let it stay by the side. But when it gets so big that mamash looks like a stall now, then the rabban will make you allowed to clean it out altogether. Right, at the end of the Mishnah said, Moilichin Kalim, you're allowed to take your utensils to the store, or Meviim Beisumin. Or else you can take it home from the Beisumin. Either way, you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Omer Rav Papa, Bodik Lon Rova, Rova looked into this, and said like this, Tanan we learned, Moilichin, you're allowed to take it to the store, or Meviim, you're allowed to bring it home. Kalim Beisumin, your utensils from the workshop, the Beisumin. Afa Pi Shein Mutzar Chamoid, even though you don't need these utensils, you don't need this pot, you don't need this roaster now for Yom Tov, still you're allowed to take it home from the shop. That's the way Rava learned. Reminu, I have a kash on you. It says, Ein mavi in kenel beisumin. You're not allowed to take the utensils home from the shop. V'yem choshesh lehem, shem yignavu. If you're afraid, maybe you'll get stolen in the shop. If you leave it there too long, maybe you'll get stolen there. Mefanim luchotz v'cheres. You're allowed to take it out of that place and bring it to another chotzer that you're not afraid the person will steal it from there. So kol poram it's a stira. Here it's mashmi, you're not allowed to take it home. And before it's mashmi, you're allowed to take a kelim home from the shop. Or mashnina teretz is lekash, there's no stira. Ho v'yar boser. on Erev Pesach, then you're allowed to take it home from any shop. You're allowed to bring it to the shop on Erev Pesach. Kan b'chola shemoyed. Mashaykin b'chola shemoyed, that's mochomer. Then you're not allowed to take home or bring things to the shop. Then it's only mutter, in case you're afraid it'll get stolen there. It's only mutter, not it shouldn't be stolen. Take it to another place. V'boy yisem, another terror says, I'll tell you, ho bo b'chola shemoyed. Both prices are talking about in b'chola shemoyed. V'loy kash, still there's no theory here, I'll tell you. Kan b'maminoy. Here we're talking about your maimin, you believe him. Kan b'shenem aminoy. Here we're talking about you don't believe the person. It's when you believe the storekeeper, then talk you're not allowed to take it home. It's too much of a tircha, don't take him home, leave it there. Kan b'shenem aminoy. If you don't trust him, you're afraid he'll steal it. If you leave it there too long, then Mishum Hefsid, the Rabbon will make you allowed to take it home. But the more of a tanya, that's not a good terrace. But tanya, we learned in a price like this. May vien kelim b'sumin. You're allowed to bring home your kelim utensils from the workshop. To going, what case is? Ha'akad me'beis akad, akadir. A pitcher from the person that makes the pitchers. V'yakois, a cup, me'beis azovil. The person that makes the glass cups. Avuloy tsemen be'beis atzevam. But you're not allowed to take home wool from a place that dyes the wool. But some of this is wool that you're not going to use for yomtif. V'loy kelim be'beis umen. And you can't take home your utensils from the be'beis umen. V'yem'enla, and also pashta means utensils that you're not going to use for yomtif. Therefore, you can't bring it home a chol amoyed. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, but let's say you don't have what to eat. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, if you're a worker that doesn't have what to eat, then noisim loy schorei, you're allowed to give your utensils to that person that posha needs money to eat, and hire him, let him work for you. O manicha yetzloy, and leave your utensils by him, he should work and fix it for you. That case is mutter. In the case you're doing a tzarech for the worker, that man, he's an oni, he doesn't have what to eat, you're allowed to give your utensils to him and pay him for it. Today you should have what to eat. If you don't trust the person, the workshop where it is, then the locher is, you're supposed to take it out of the workshop and just leave it by the next door. But if you're afraid, maybe you'll steal it. Then you're allowed to bring it home privately. So Rashi says, if you don't trust him, Alma. There's a difference whether you trust him or you don't trust him. You're answering good, bringing it home. But I call upon him, if you trust him or not, it's nafkamina. In the case where you trust him, you're not allowed to. In the case where you don't trust him, you are allowed to. Of a malik and kasha, but a kosher is still a kasha, you're allowed to bring it to the human. There is not a question of believing him or not. If you don't believe the person, don't bring it to him. And still one price says you're allowed to bring it to him, and one says you're not allowed to bring it to him. Tiktoni ain't mevian, because shrein de malikin. This price says you can't take it home, so for sure you can't bring it there. And the first price said you are allowed to take it home, so it's still a stira. You can't just answer once a place that you do believe trust him, and once a place you don't trust him. Because that's only a question of taking it home. But what about bringing it there? One bride says you are allowed to bring it to the workmen, and one says you're not allowed to. So that's a stereo. Elo, the only terrace we have to say is machmatik ashnina mikara. You have to come on to the terrace we said before, that there's a difference between Erev Yomtiv, on Yudal and Erev Pesach, that's not so strict, like Cholomoy. There you're allowed to take your utensil to the Beis Umin, and you're allowed to take it home from the Beis Umin. That's mutter. Ma'ashen kein. On Chol HaMoed, then it's Taker Osir. On Chol HaMoed, it's more strict. Then you're not allowed to bring it to the Beis Umin. And then you're not allowed to take it home for the Beis Umin. Only in certain cases. When it's not Maminoi, that's when you're allowed to bring it home. But if it's Maminoi, you're not allowed to bring it home. So the Mishnah. Shisha Dvorim Osu Anse Yerichoi. Six things, special things, the Anshei, the people living in Yerichoi, did. Trashi Yoi Noigim Yisrael Adorim Yerichoi. The people living in Yerichoi used to do. Is al shloisha michav yodim. Three things the rabbonim did not like. They didn't do the right thing. The al shloisha loy michav. But on three things the rabbonim did not stop them, mashma was okay. Loy michav yodim. The elu hain shloy michav yodim. These are the things they didn't stop them from. Markivin to kolim kolayim. There used to be markiv on Erev Pesach. There used to be markiv. Take palm trees and like graft them from one to the other on Erev Pesach. And they didn't stop them. That's not called such a melachah. They did not ask that on Erev Pesach. The korchin eshma. It used to be korch eshma. Of course, we know exactly what that means. Korch eshma. One man the yom says they didn't stop after shema. They didn't stop. they went right away to Behaftor, or they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvoid, or what Man Yama says, we'll see, they didn't say Asher Onoich Hayoim Al Bovecha. They didn't stop after the word Hayoim. They said Hayoim Al Bovecha. And Loi Michum, they didn't stop them. Yeah. And they used to also cut down the wheat and goitshim make piles of them even before the Yomer. Before it came the 16th day of Nisan, they used to do this. Even though really you're not supposed to, but they weren't moicha. And we had this Gemara before. Like Rashi says, the goitshim like asinin, not that, no goitshim, they used to do with the shinui before the Ksiris Yomer, they used to do it. Vaita, the Eluhain. These are the three things, though, that they stopped him. That the Omoicha said, don't do it. There used to be matir that people were allowed to use the branches that grow out of Hegdish. Rashi says, if somebody was makdish this tree to Hegdish, and after he was makdish it, now new branches grew out of it. So they held these new branches growing out you were allowed to use. They hold people allowed to use it. They didn't stop them from using it. And the Chum say, no, it's usur. Since it's growing out of Hegdish, you're not allowed to use it. The oichlin mitachas hanishorim b'shabbos. They used to eat, if the apples used to fall off the tree on Shabbos, they used to eat the apple that fell on the tree. They held it with mutter. And the loch riz midrabbonim, the Gemara in Beis says, you're not allowed to use it. So the Rabbonim when Moichin said, stop eating those of fruit that fall off the tree on Shabbos. The noistin tayel yerik. They used to leave over peya from yerek, from just vegetables. Rashi says, "Leis nepeil yerek, vupotem in a peya forish b'gemara." It's potter from peya, so they're not supposed to do it. So Rabbanu will make Rashi micha biyodim mishum nukom afki alei mimaiser. What's an afkmino? Somebody wants to be machmirim and leave over peya for yerek. The Teretz says, when you leave over something for peya, you're potter from trumas amaisers. If you're not chayiv in peya, you have to give trumas amaisers. So really, these vegetables, you're mechuyev to give trumas amaisers. Now that you left it over for peya, left it over for the neim to take it, the neim will leave it without taking trumas amaiser. So that's wrong. So yefor rabbanim will meich with them. So you come afkir leim the meiser. So you aniyam meich le meiser peya. Tivul le sorvim shein pey pey gemurim. Like a shechel peya pudurim the meiser mishemefkin dinu. All right, let's stop over here. So say a few words about Hanukkah. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says in the Chofalo from the Beis, Gemara says really, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? So Rashi learns, my Hanukkah, on what special neis are we kaveya Hanukkah? Al eize neis kovu. Gemara says that the Hanukkah is Chofei the Kislev, Yoyim the Hanukkah, Timna 8 days, Osivonim came into the Heichol, the Matama kol Ashmanim, at the end they found the Pach Shal Shemen, and then this happened that it lit. Was only supposed to light for one day. It lasted for 8 days. So when this happened, the Ner lit for 8 days. Lashon Acheres, the next year, the Gemara says, Kovum, the Rabbonim were Kaveya, V'yosim, Yomim Tovim, they made Chanukah Yomtiv, Bahalo Vaidor. Chanukah is called the Yomtiv to say Halal and Aidor. So Shaul, what does Chanukah mean? It's a Yomtiv. Rashi speaks out, Yomtiv, not that Chanukah is also to do work. In Chanukah, all we have to do is especially we say Halil and we say Alanisim, but it's not really also Basiyas Mlocha. So then the question is, what does the Gemara mean when it says they made Yom Tov? They made Chanukah into Yom Tovim, Bahalo Vaidor. What does the Gemara mean into Yom Tov? If it's not us to do malacha, what does it mean Chanukah is a yomtiv? Who are then the Rambam? The Rambam starts off in Hilchas Chanukah. He also says that Nabai Sheni, Kishemachus Yovim, Gozu Gzeres HaYisrael, Obitlu Dosim, Lenichu Moisim Lasik Baterim, the Yevonim stopped us from learning Torah, Uve Mitzvahs. They stopped us from learning Torah from doing Mitzvahs. And then we won the Muchama, and then this happened. So Rambam ends off, Omefnei Zeh, Heskinu chachomim shavoysa ador, shiyu shmoynes yomim ho'elu, shetchilosin kofhei v'kislev, it starts 25th day of Kislev, yemei simcha v'halo. The Rambam adds another word to it. The Rambam says Chanukah is yemei simcha, a happy day, v'halo to say halo. That's what chachomim made Chanukah. Umadlikim bem ha'neiros, berev, ala pizchayabatim, v'chol layla v'layla, you light the menorah.
But the Rambam says that Chanukah is called Yimei Simcha V'Halol. It's Yimei Simcha V'Halol. Is where does the Rambam get it that Chanukah is called Yimei Simcha? The Gemara says the Makaveya Chanukah Liyomtiv V'Halol V'Oidom. Where does the Rambam get Simcha? So it's true, the Bach Taka says that there's a minikad moinim to make sudis, to make simchis on Chanukah. And the Mashal says that the Makor for this is from the Rambam. That the Rambam says Chanukah is called Yimei Simcha V'Halol. They were Kaveya Chanukah for Yimei Simcha V'Halol. That's what Chanukah is. That's what the Mashal says. There is an inyan to have sudas, to have parties on Chanukah. Even though the Mechaber says there's no real inyan to have parties on Chanukah. The Ika Simcha is just saying hello. Ramo just says, if you do have a sit parties and you say a Dvar Torah, you say some you sing Zmiras, that makes into sudas mitzvah. But the Mashal says from the Rambam, it's Mashma, there's an inyan to have Simcha on Chanukah. Is where does the Rambam get this inyan to have Simcha on Chanukah? What's special about Chanukah? Now the Gemara says, well, everybody holds you have to say Hallel on Chanukah. The Shaila, why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? Stamazay stam to say Hallel, there's a Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Yud Ches that says, HaKareya Hallel B'chol Yoim HaReze Mecharef U'Megadis. If you say Hallel stam whenever you want, every day, it's a terrible thing. You stam making fun of Hashem. It's not a nice thing to do. It's a Gemara in Shabbos like that. So there are only special days when we say Hallel. Really, the Gemara in Erechon and the Yudah Mebeis says different klolim when we say Hallel. The Gemara says it has to be a moyed, it has to be also bimlochom, it has to have separate kavonis. The Gemara there asks the question, Chanukah. Chanukah, for 8 days we say Gantz Hallel, and it has nothing Chanukah. There's no Issa Melocha, it's not called a moyed, there's no special korban for Chanukah. How come we say Hallel on Chanukah? And the Gemara says, Mishum Nisa. Mishum the nest that happened on Chanukah, that's why we say Hallel. Question is, Al-Presumei Hanes, that the Nisim happened, the great Nisim, that we won the Muhammad, like we say in Al Nisim, all the great Nisim that happened here, that Masati Gibarim Biyat Khaloshim, Rabbim Biyat Miyatim, Mitzmeim Biyat Harim, Rishon Biyat Tadikim, Zedimus Zerosechom, all the Nisim that happened. And the last Nes, we'll soon see why with Kaveya Chanukah, on the last Nes that happened was the small, who has the smallest miracle happened, that this little Pashto Shemin stayed light, lit for 8 days. That's the smallest Nes. But Lachura, in this is all the Nisim that happened in Chanukah here, that we won the Muhammad. If the Gemara says Mishum Pesum and Isa, that's the reason why we're allowed to say Hallel on Chanukah. So Chura the Kashmir is also, what's so great about Pesum and Isa? Why does that make us able to say Hallel? What's the greatest? What's the inyan of being Mefarsim Denes? Really, there's a Ramban Shita. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvah in Sherish Aleph, the Ramban Shita is that on Yom Tov, when we say Hallel, we make a mitzvah d'oraisa. He also say Hallel on Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the mitzvah? Because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Samachta b'chagechom. You're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. A way of being happy is by saying Shira. Singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing, saying Hallel to Hashem, that's a key of the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagechom. So Ramban Shittur is mamash midiraisa to say Hallel on Yom Tov. You see, for the Ramban, the meaning of saying Hallel is when you're besimcha, when you're happy, doing mitzvahs to Hashem, when a person is toich simcha, that's the time to really thank Hashem, to say Hallel v'ador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, there's a posik in Shayo that says, the posik says in Shayo and Menvov, that Amzu Yotzarti Li, Tilosi Yisaperu Li. That Amzu Yotzarti Li means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says He created a special nation, Li, for me, which goes on Klal Yisrael. That Amzu Yotzarti Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Klal Yisrael, special for Him. We're special people, let's miyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we realize this, that we're special people, and we ourselves is more miyuchet, special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of the pasuk says, Tehilosa Yisaperu Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to tell over His Tehillah, His praises. Hashem wants us to say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of Hashem said this goes like on Hallel. That in Tehilosa Yisaperu Li, then we should say back Tehillah, say back praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when do we say these praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we're in a matzav Amzu Yotzarti Li. When we realize this inyan to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is special, and we're the Yam HaNivcha, we're the special nation, that we're like one person, like we have Yichud together. We and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like with one. When we come to such a nice Hakara to realize this, then there's an inyan to give back Tila, give back praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the inyan of a Neis Bechlau, a Neis, something different is this inyan. When you see a Nisim, a miracle, even though really there's a Ramban that says, the Ramban holds, it says in Chumash, there's no such thing as Nisim. He holds every Teva is also a Nis. The mashal that oil burns. It's also a nace. Who said oil should burn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should burn. But there's no such thing really of Tevra alone. Everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to. But pshat is, there are certain things that we see it every day, and to us it means nothing. That's the way it has to happen. It looks like it's Tevra, like it's nature. But there's such a thing as Nisim, which is abnormal. Something that's a nest, you see clearly, it's not Tevra. There's somebody here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's doing something special. That's the side of a nest. When we see a nest, we come to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, it came there, there's Rabbeinu Yoina, at the end of the fourth parak in Brachis, Nageya to Rosh Chodesh Dakam. There's the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak in Brachis that says, Omer Rabbi Yechidin, Kol HaMavorach Al HaChodesh, Vizmanoi, Kilu Mekabo Pnei Ashkina. Whenever you make Kiddush HaChodesh, it's mamish like you'd be Mekabo Pnei Ashkina. You're mamish like seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say when we say Kiddush HaKodesh. We talk to say Mola Zokeshol Elon Hakol Pnei Avidish B'Shemayim Palmachas B'Chodesh Dayim. But Mamish be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. When we go outside and be Mekadosh HaKodesh, it is if we Mamish be Mekabel the Shchina. So Rabbeinu Yoin is Masbe. What does Kiddush HaKodesh have to do with seeing HaKodesh Baruch Hu? He says Poshut that the Levone is something you see different happen. You see clearly there's Hashem here in the world. The Levone at one time it's big, one time it's small. It's like a new creation. So when you look at the beginning of the month and you see the new Levana, the new moon up there, your mom is still like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something new. So whenever we see and realize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called HaKpolos Pnei Shechina. That's like when mom is seeing Hashem, we're being closer to Hashem. So Bechlal, that's the pshat by all Nisim. All Nisim, and any time a nest happens, something different happens, we're like, that's HaKara, we realize to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So that's really pshat the Gemara in Erchin, that the reason we're able to say Hallel on Hanukkah is because Hanukkah there was a nest. And what happened to this nest was a special nest that happened to Klal Yisrael. So we see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts special to us, and we come to realize more HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have the nest. So when a person realizes the Nisim, he's like more curved to Hashem, that's the time Tilosi Yisaperuli. That's Pshan the Pasuk, now's the time to say back Tilut, say back Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we only have a right to say Hallel at special times. Special times when we come closer to Hashem, that we really see Hashem. Now, when you say the Simcha, we always say, Ivdu as Hashem the Simcha. But the Pasuk says, a Taina, Tachat Hashem Le'avarti, as Hashem Le'kecha, the Simcha, the Tub Le'vo. There's a Taina, if you do mitzvahs, not the Simcha, that's not the right way. Really, the biggest Simcha we should have, really, is doing mitzvahs. Ivdu as Hashem the Simcha. You're supposed to do mitzvahs the Simcha. That when a person is happy, being in a matzav of simcha, that's the way you become close to Hashem. You have no worries, you don't think about other things. That's the way you can think purely to realize there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's helping us out, he's doing things. That's only b'teich simcha. If you have a simcha, you could do these things, you could become close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Alright, we'll stop here. The rest of this will be in a separate tape by itself.
Here we're holding Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We'll start again from the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says in the bottom of Nun Zayin Nun Nun Hey Amid Beis, it says Shisha Dvorim also Anshe Yerichoi. Six things Anshe the people from Yericho did. Al Shloisha on three of these things the Michu Biyodam. The Chachamim was Meicha means rebuke them, told them they're doing wrong. The Al Shloisha Le Michu Biyodam, but on three of these things they did. The Chum did not stop them. They did not protest against them. Now the Mishnah says, "V'elu hein shlemichu biyodim." These are the three things that the Chumim did not stop the people from Yericho to do. For one was makivin dekolam kolayim. They used to graft palm trees together the whole day of erev Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara. By them it was a dovru avud, like this was a city that had a lot of palm trees there. And if they would wait even one day to graft them, they would lose out on the peris. Therefore, for them, it was mutter to graft these palm trees, even on Erev Pesach. Then, v'korchim eshma, they would put the shma together, like wrap it together. We'll see in the Gemara, they did not make any hafsekim, they did not stop in between the parshias of shma. And then, v'koytrim, v'koytrim lufnei oimer, they used to cut down and make piles pile up the wheat before they brought the Korban Omer, like before the 16th day of Nisan. Now Rashi says,
The Koitzuloigasinish, not Pigurus here, the fact that they cut down the wheat. Because that was a heter gomer that they were allowed to do. Because like we hold in the Gemara, Menachah says that the Issa not to cut down the wheat or from the hay minim, that's the wheat, rye, spelled oats and rye, that's only from places that you could bring it for the Yomer. But here, this place, Yericho, was not a place that grows well, and therefore you cannot bring it for the Yomer. And therefore, really, you're allowed to cut them down. The Yichidish here is that's for Goichim. That we hold with the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to gather them together, because afraid you may come to eat from it. And there's an Issa Chodesh on it, you can't eat from it until they bring the Korban Yomer. So the Yichidish here, the Anshi Yericho, they were doing something wrong. They were even Goichim, they even gathered it together. But still, the Chacham did not protest against them, did not stop them. So these are the three things that did not stop them. Now, the Eilu Shemichu Biyodim, these are the three things that the Chacham did go to stop them. And that is that Matirin Gamzius Shalhegdish. The Anshi Yericho used to say you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Gamzius that belong to Hegdish. Now, this Gamzius, that was branches, soft branches that grew on, let's say, a boxer tree, or else on a shikmah, on a sycamore tree, that the tree was hegdish, and they used to hold that it's mutav ano. Rashi says, this is gidul of ano from shegidlu b'charuv and shegidlu shegdish rabbeseyim, hey no ye matirin lenis minagdil, used to say a lot of enjoyment what grows up from it. Because the derech of this charuv, this boxer tree, or this sycamore tree was, used to cut it down after 7 years, and then let it grow up again. So they held what grows up again later is not Hegdish, you're allowed to have Ano from it. And we'll see, really that's also, because it's called Gedule Hegdish, that is also Ano. So this is one thing. Then secondly,